Now, as howling winds echo across the snow-covered reaches of the wild Northwest, the Quaker Oats Company, makers of Quaker Pop Wheat and Quaker Pop Rice, the delicious cereal shot from guns, in cooperation with the Mutual Broadcasting System, presents by special recording, Sergeant Preston of the Yukon. It's Yukon King, swiftest and strongest lead dog of the Northwest, breaking a trail for Sergeant Preston of the Northwest Mounted Police in his relentless pursuit of lawbreakers.
And King!
On you, Husky!
Gold, gold discovered in the Yukon. A stampede to the Klondike in the wild race for riches. Back to the days of the gold rush. And the adventures of Sergeant Preston and his wonder dog, Yukon King, as they meet the challenge of the Yukon.
Our adventure will begin in just a moment. As a parent, would you fail your own child? You may be doing just that by ignoring the serious problems that our schools face today. Overcrowding to the point where students must share desks and books, attend only half-day sessions, not enough teachers. With the school population growing by a million every year, what will a situation be in 10 years? Realizing that these educational problems must be solved, President Eisenhower has called for a White House conference on education to be held in November. As a citizen, as a parent, it's up to you to join your community's efforts toward better schools. Start today by writing for free information on how to hold a community conference. Write Better Schools to West 45th Street, New York 36, New York. Remember, better schools build better communities. This message is brought to you as a public service.
At headquarters in Dawson, Sergeant Preston stood by as Inspector Conrad traced a route on a large wall map with his index finger.
By traveling this way, you'll save time, Sergeant. The community of Lost Pine is here, in a valley south of Tall Pine Mountain.
I see, sir.
This is a trouble spot. I sent Constable Summers to Lost Pine to investigate trail robberies and the sale of firewater to Indians.
Is there an Indian village near Lost Pine?
Ortega's village is in the mountains. A missionary named Thorne works among the Indians. He's the one who sent word of the robbery.
Oh? Any idea who's behind them, sir?
Thorne suspects Duke Milo. Milo owns a cafe in Lost Pine. Miners and prospectors may do too much talking about their gold and their claims while they're in the cafe. Thorne also mentioned a fellow who works for Milo, a big American named Rawhide.
Rawhide? A circular about him came from the States this morning.
Yes, Sergeant. He's wanted by the authorities in Seattle. Unfortunately, Constable Summers knows nothing about Rawhide's criminal record.
Rawhide may be responsible for those trail robberies.
Precisely. A record of his past crimes makes him the logical suspect. I want you to join Constable Summers at once, Sergeant. He may need help.
Very well, sir.
Summers has a brother named Gary living near Lost Pine. If you have any difficulty locating the constable, his brother Gary may be able to tell you where to find him.
I'll start at once, Inspector.
Meanwhile, in the town of Lost Pine, Constable Summers was with his brother Gary in the office behind Duke Milo's cafe. It was a large room. A door in one wall opened to the outside. Rawhide, a huge man whose skin had the tough, tanned appearance of old leather, stood with his back to the opposite wall, leaning against the door leading to the cafe. As Duke Milo listened to Constable Summers, he brushed an imaginary speck of dust from his impeccably tailored coat.
Milo, I have proof that you and Rawhide are behind the robberies and killings going on around here.
What kind of proof, Constable?
The statement of a prospector that Rawhide shot and left for dead after he robbed him.
The prospector named Rawhide?
That's right. I've already been to Rawhide's cabin where I found this. The pouch of gold stolen from the murdered man.
Looks like that puts a noose around Rawhide's neck.
Sure does, Gary.
So you have proof against Rawhide, Constable. That doesn't mean you have anything on me.
Well, oh, you dirty double-crosser. You throw me to the law, would you? I won't take all the blame. You're the one who tips me off. You tell me who's carrying the gold. I split what I get with you.
Shut up, Rawhide.
So that's how you two work. Man comes to the cafe, he eats well, has a few drinks, and he talks. When he leaves here, Rawhide follows him.
You must feel pleased with yourself, Constable. Thanks to Rawhide, you verified your suspicion.
I'm arresting both of you. Here, Gary, put these handcuffs on him.
Sure thing, Jack.
You've taken a big chance, Constable. You're a long way from Dawson. Here in Lost Pine, I make my own law.
Jack, here's the gun.
Don't be a fool, Milo. Shooting me won't save you.
Yes, it will. Dirty killer. The next murder who comes after you will take you in for murder.
Don't move, Gary. Rawhide, see if he's dead.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, you got him, Milo. He's dead, all right.
You dirty killer.
Gary, if you try to make an outcry, I'll shoot you between the eyes.
What's stopping you? You're holding the gun.
Rawhide and I know you found gold. We want to know where.
Hey, boss, the fellas from the cafe are breaking the door. What do we do about the Marty's body?
Put it in the closet. And we'll crease Gary's head with a gun barrel to keep him quiet. We'll put him in the closet, too. Stand still, Gary.
Gary stumbled and measured the distance between himself and the door leading to the outside. He moved toward it slowly and then decided to take a desperate chance.
Stop or I'll shoot.
Hey, boss, he's getting away.
Duke wanted to know where Gary had found gold, so instead of shooting to kill, he aimed only to slow Gary down. One of his bullets struck Gary in the shoulder. Gary staggered but kept going. Before Duke could follow him, the door to the cafe splintered beneath the weight of miners and prospectors who had smashed it in. Men crowded into the office seconds after Rawhide had slammed the closet door shut, concealing the body of the dead Mountie.
Quiet, boys. Quiet down.
Where's Gary Summers and his brother, the constable?
He came to the cafe on the way in here, Duke. What happened?
Yeah, I don't know much more about it than you do, boys. Four of us were standing here talking when someone from the outside started shooting at the constable through that window. Is that right, Rawhide?
Yeah, sure, boss.
The constable and Gary took off after him.
Hey, who'd be shooting at Constable Summers?
Yeah, who would be?
Probably someone who has reason to be afraid of the law. Rawhide, go after them. See if you can help the constable and Gary.
Yeah.
Now, let's all go back to the cafe and wait for the law to return. Drinks are in the house, boys.
Duke Milo was a convincing liar. He led the way to the cafe, talking rapidly in order to hold the attention of the excited crowd. No one had noticed the bloodstains on the floor of the office. No one knew Rawhide meant to kill Gary Summers. One of Duke Milo's bullets had struck Gary in the shoulder. In spite of his wound, Gary headed for the hills, grateful for the cover of darkness and the falling snow that would conceal his tracks. He felt sure that Rawhide and Duke Milo were following him. With every step, he realized the futility of trying to escape. Yes. Only the desperate desire to avenge his brother kept him going. A growing sense of weakness finally gave way to unconsciousness. He fell to the ground and lay motionless. Several hours later, an Indian pounded on the door of the missionary's cabin.
I'll go, Dale. Warner, what is it?
Me come in?
Of course. Is something wrong?
Who is it, Mary?
It's Wallace, Dad.
Doctor, come with Wallace pretty quick.
Hello, Wallace. What's the trouble?
Much trouble. We find white man in hills. Him hurt bad. Shot in shoulder. Oh. Lose plenty blood.
Where is he?
Me take the cave.
Why didn't you bring him here, Wallace?
Me able travel faster alone.
Get your parka, Mary. We'll go to the cave at once.
Okay. Me lead the way.
When Gary Summers regained consciousness, he stared unbelievingly at the walls and ceiling of a large cave. A single candle sputtered in the drafty cavern, revealing a young girl, an elderly man, and an Indian.
He's regaining consciousness. Oh, hand me that cup of broth, Mary.
All right, here.
Where am I?
You're in a cave on Tall Mountain. Oh, I'm Dr. Thorne. This is my daughter, Mary. Would you like to tell us what happened?
In as few words as possible, Gary described the shooting of his brother and his escape from Milo's office. And then, making an effort to get to his feet, he said...
I almost put my life to you, but right now I...
You can't get up yet.
But Milo...
Milo won't find you here.
I've got to get him.
You're a witness to a murder. Why, he'd kill you on sight.
Last time I met him, I didn't have a gun. Next time it'll be different.
Gary, the law will punish Duke Milo.
Law? Jack was the law. He walked into Milo's place and he was shot. Same thing can happen to any other Mountie who showed himself in these parts.
We'll send word to Dawson.
Make order, Dawson. Get Mountie. Oh, it won't do any good to bring the law. Duke Milo has already killed one Mountie. Won't stop at killing another one.
Wallach traveled all night, pausing at daybreak to rest and to eat. And then he pushed on over seldom-used Indian trails few men knew about. It was nearly noon when he saw a white man coming toward him. A strong gust of wind caught at the man's parka. The parka opened. Wannox caught sight of the scarlet tunic beneath it.
Him, Marty.
Hello.
Wannox raised his hand in greeting.
You, Marty. Me want talk.
I'm Sergeant Preston.
Me here, you. Me, Wannox.
Wannox, eh? You in trouble?
Wannox not in trouble. White man in trouble.
Where?
Lost Pine.
Lost Pine?
That's right. Me come from there. Fella named Summers.
Him shot.
Constable Summers?
Constable Summers dead. Brother shot.
I'm heading for Lost Pine. We'll go there together.
Wounded fella not in Lost Pine. Him in cave on Tall Mountain. Me take you there.
All right, Wannick, let's go.
Come on, King.
In his office, Duke Milo frowned darkly as he stared out the window. Rawhide entered without knocking, and then carefully closed the new door leading into the cafe.
Well, did you find Jerry Summers?
Boys, nobody's seen him or heard of him since the shooting.
He's been gone nearly 48 hours.
I even went to Watega's village and the missionary's cabin up in the mountains looking for him.
You'd make sure that prospector was dead after you robbed him. You wouldn't have been able to tell Constable Summers you were the one who shot him.
If you could have gotten away with it, you'd have let Summers take me in for that killing.
Don't talk like a fool. I killed the Mountie, didn't I?
You killed him to save your own skin, not mine.
That's not true. I killed him to save both of us. Where'd you bury him?
I took him up in the woods. Cut a hole in the ice on the stream and shoved him under.
Good. Now, if we could just find Gary.
He's likely dead.
Likely isn't good enough. I want to be sure he's dead. And what he knows, he can hang both of us.
Speaking of hanging, Milo, I still think you'd have turned me over to the law.
If I wanted to turn you over to the law, I could have gone to the Mounties a long time ago. They know about your record in Seattle. They'd pin every one of those trail murders on you.
If I thought you tipped them off...
I haven't.
You hadn't better.
We're wasting time talking about it. Get going.
Where?
Keep looking for Gary Summers.
I've looked everywhere I can think of.
Then start asking questions about him. Stick to the story that you're worried about him. You figure he and his brother need help. When you find him, you know what to do.
We'll continue our adventure in just a moment. You should have been at the ball game today. I saw 3 home runs. And guess what? I got one of the home run balls. Fellas and girls, why don't you get a free baseball ticket? It's easy. Come out to the ball game as guest of a major or minor league team. Your free ticket is waiting for you right now inside packages of Quaker Puff Wheat, Quaker Puff Rice, Muffet Shredded Wheat, and Quaker Pacotan, which has 2 free baseball tickets. Yes, if you are 12 years or younger, just bring mom or dad or another paying adult and see wonderful major or minor league baseball games free. Names of teams and dates are on every ticket. Get as many free tickets as you want. No mailing, no waiting. When mom buys breakfast cereal, just be sure she gets the kind with a free baseball ticket inside. That's Quaker Pop Wheat and Rice and Muffet Shredded Wheat. You get 2 free baseball tickets inside Quaker Paco 10. So don't miss out another day. See the star players wallop those home runs.
Now to continue. Rawhide's inquiries were no more rewarding than his search. When he returned to the cafe that night, he was forced to admit that he had learned nothing.
I'll try again tomorrow, boys.
He couldn't have just disappeared. We've got to find him.
The next morning, Dr. Thorne went to Lost Pine for supplies. He bought what he needed in the trading post and then loaded the purchases on his sled. He was about to start the trip back to the mountain when he saw Rawhide coming from the cafe. As Rawhide walked down the street, a young Indian named Maytak brought his dogs to a halt and hurried after the big man. Dr. Thorne saw the two men meet and walk through the gate of the lumberyard. Their guarded and furtive manner aroused his suspicions. Deciding to investigate, he followed them. By taking a position beside a high stack of lumber and firewood, the missionary could hear Rawhide and Maytak talking. He listened to the conversation.
You look for a white man named Gary Summers.
What about it?
Me see him.
Where?
You give Maytak oars, plenty firewood, and Maytak talk.
Summers in your village?
You already look in village, and that's it.
How do I know you're coming to school?
Me see Summers, fella. Him hurt. Him hide so you and Milo not find him. Me follow a girl named Thorne. He go place where a fella hides.
Well, where is he? Speak up.
You pay Maytak tell.
All right. You tell Milo your story. He'll pay you plenty. Come on.
Great Scott. Maytak followed Mary to the cave.
Realizing Gary's danger, Dr. Thorne hurried back to his sled. For the first time in his life, the kindly missionary used a whip on his dog.
Marshall!
The travel team took off at a fast pace. With the whip cracking a scant 2 inches from their ears, they raced for Tall Mountain. When Dr. Thorne arrived at the cave, he found his daughter and Gary talking to Sergeant Preston. The great dog Yukon King was at his master's side. Wannick stood in the background.
Dad, this is Sergeant Preston.
Glad to know you, Dr. Thorne.
Glad to meet you, Sergeant. Jerry, you must leave here at once.
What's wrong, Dr. Thorne?
Rawhide's on his way to this cave.
Rawhide? But, Dad, why is Rawhide coming here?
Probably to kill Jerry.
How'd he find out about this cave? Speaking rapidly, Dr. Thorne told Sergeant Preston how he'd overheard Maytag talking to Rawhide.
I knew Maytag was up to no good when I saw him call Rawhide. I didn't know he'd followed Mary to this cave, and that he'd sell his man to Duke Milo.
Maytag's bad Indian.
Good or bad, the damage is done now. Dr. Thorne, do you have a gun?
Of course not, Sergeant. I've never had need of firearms.
What about you, Gary?
I'm not armed either, Sergeant. But if you lend me your revolver, I'd like a showdown with Rawhide. I have a score to settle with that yellow skunk and his murdering boss.
You can best settle that score by staying alive. As an eyewitness to a murder, your testimony will hang Duke Milo. I'm going to leave King here to guard you.
Where are you going?
To meet Rawhide.
But Sergeant Preston, how would you know Rawhide? You've never seen him.
I've seen a picture of him just before I left Dawson. You'll stay here, boy. King, you're going to stand guard. Sorry, fellow, but you may be needed here.
He wants to go with you, Sergeant.
He understands why I'm leaving him. He'll sound a warning if anyone approaches the cave, and after that, he'll guard you with his life.
Me or Nash. Me guard him, too.
That's fine, Warnock. You and King will work together. Stay with Gary King. Understand? Good boy.
Be careful, Sergeant Preston.
Yes, Rawhide's dangerous.
My fight, Sergeant Preston. Milo killed my brother.
And he's going to pay for it, Gary. You stay with King.
Sergeant Preston proceeded cautiously until he reached a small clearing. Then he took a position behind a heavy growth of evergreen trees and waited. 5 minutes later, he heard someone approaching the opposite side of the clearing. The Mountie loosened a flap on his holster. As Rawhide stepped into view, Preston called out sharply.
That's far enough, Rawhide. Walk to the center of the clearing, but move slowly.
All right, get you have a drop on me. Who are you? Show yourself.
Sergeant Preston, Northwest Mounted Police.
The police?
At the word police, Rawhide made a fast grab for his gun. Preston's hand flashed to his side. Rawhide found himself staring helplessly into the barrel of a heavy revolver.
Well, Rawhide, you want to finish that job?
How do you know my name?
I not only know your name, but I can detail some of the crimes you're wanted for in Seattle.
Seattle? Why, that dirty double-crossing polecat. That lion no good fancy dress, dude. If he swore red, white, and blue, he would turn me into the Mounties and I'd...
Beneath his tan, Rawhide's face flushed with sudden fury. Preston listened in surprise to the livid curses the big man mouthed against the partner he thought had betrayed him.
Now he figures I know too much. I know he killed the Mountie. He wants to get me out of the way. Milo told that engine to send me on a wild goose chase and he took you off.
Very Rawhide, but Rawhide was beyond control. As Preston saw the big man's bloodshot eyes, he knew he faced insane rage that recognized neither fear nor caution.
Don't go for your gun, Rawhide.
Stop it.
Preston fired, intending to smash Rawhide's gun. But with animal cunning, the big man anticipated the shot. He dropped to his knees. Preston's shot missed. The same instant, Rawhide fired. As Preston staggered back under the impact of a bullet in the arm, he fired. Rawhide's gun was smashed, but the Mountie had stumbled. He fell. And as he went down, he struck his head on a projecting rock and lay motionless.
We'll continue our adventure in just a moment. Say, why aren't you fellas and girls out at the ballpark these days, watching those home runs walloped into the grandstands, eating peanuts, popcorn, and hot dogs? Come out to the ball game as guest of a major or minor league team. All over the country, kids 12 years or younger are seeing major or minor league games free. All you do is bring mom or dad or another paying adult, and you get your free baseball ticket immediately inside packages of Quaker Puff Wheat, Quaker Puff Rice, and Muffet Shredded Wheat. You'll find 2 free baseball tickets inside Quaker Paco 10. Names of teams and dates are on every ticket. So be guest of your favorite team at the ballpark. Rush to the store with your mom and grab free baseball ticket packages of Quaker Puff Wheat or Rice, Muffet Shredded Wheat, or Quaker Paco 10, which has 2 free tickets. The more packages of these delicious Quaker cereals you get, the more free baseball tickets you get.
Now to continue. After wounding Sergeant Preston, Rawhide stood for a moment staring at his useless gun. And then, obsessed with a desire for revenge against Milo, he turned and ran for the clearing, leaving Preston unconscious on the ground. Goaded by his mounting rage, Rawhide hurried through the hills. He didn't slacken his pace until he reached Duke Milo's cafe in Lost Pine. He walked to the rear of the long, narrow building and entered Milo's office from the outside.
Get out of here. Find me that door, Rawhide. Rawhide. What's the matter with you? Why are you pulling a knife?
After that, Monty smashed my gun. I could use this knife on him, Milo. But I wanted to save it for you.
You've got hold of it.
I won't do any good to make a play for that sneak gun, Milo. You can't surprise me like you did Summers. Turn me into the Monty's, will you? Tip them off about me being wanted in Seattle.
I didn't tip them off.
Lies. He knew all about Seattle. You told him.
No, listen.
Do what, more lies?
Duke Milo was stronger than he looked. With one hand, he gripped Rawhide's wrist, straining to escape the blade of the knife. With the other hand, he reached frantically for the gun concealed beneath his shoulder. The razor-sharp blade slashed through Milo's coat and the leather holster. But at the same time, Duke grabbed the gun. He jerked it free and fired. Rawhide slumped to the floor. Duke made sure Rawhide was dead. Then he holstered his gun.
That Chughead must have lost his mind. Somehow he figured I'd talk to the Mounties. Someone will come here to investigate those shots.
Duke opened the door to the cafe.
Good thing the place is empty. Better take a look out back.
Opening the door a few inches, Milo looked out. He saw a man running toward him.
He's coming here.
For a long moment, Duke studied the approaching stranger. The man's parka was open at the throat. Beneath the parka, Duke saw a scarlet tunic.
Great Scotty, Simone.
Duke closed the door and reached beneath his coat. He snatched at his gun, but the weapon caught in the holster had been slashed by Rawhide's knife. Twisting the gun, he pulled it free. Then, holding the barrel firmly, he took a position behind the door and waited. The door opened. Preston stepped into the room. Using his gun as a club, Duke brought it down on Preston's head. Preston's knees buckled, and he went down.
Had to drag him out of the door.
Jamming his gun into the holster, Duke grabbed the Mountie beneath his shoulders. But Preston's body was a dead weight. As Duke struggled to move him, he heard a new sound. He saw the great dog King charging toward the open doorway.
George, he's coming here.
There was no mistake in the dog's intention. Duke reached for his gun to halt the husky, but again the weapon was caught in its holster. Duke tried frantically to get it free, but it was too late. King leaped through the open door. Dog's weight struck Milo in the chest and threw him to the floor. He lay there helplessly, pinned down by the dog whose threatening fangs were but inches from his throat. Meanwhile, Sergeant Preston was regaining consciousness. Stunned and badly shaken from the blow on his head, he heard the dog's snarls and growls as if they were coming from a great distance. He shook his head and sat up. As his brain cleared, he realized what had happened. He rose to his feet with his gun in his hand.
Steady, King. I'll take over now. I'll see if he's armed. On your feet. Snake gun, eh?
Give me a chance to explain.
Sergeant, are you all right?
Yes, I'm all right.
Harry Summers.
Surprised to see me, Milo?
Sergeant, this is the man who killed my brother.
And he'll be charged with the murder, Gary. Take a look at Rawhide, will you, and see if he's alive?
Yeah, sure.
I thought you were going to stay in the cave.
Sergeant, Gary thought you might need help. He insisted on coming here. Gary asked King to lead us to you.
Oh, I wondered why King disobeyed orders.
He didn't disobey them, Sergeant. Gary did.
Rawhide's dead, all right. He was shot several times.
It was self-defense. He came at me with an arrow.
It was no difference what it was, Milo. You hang anyway for killing Jack. I swore I'd settle that with you myself, but I guess Jack would rather have it this way.
Hey, where's your father?
Right here, Sergeant Preston. I couldn't quite keep pace with the younger folks.
So, Wallach and I... I see you have everything under control. But your arm, you've been wounded.
Well, put handcuffs on Milo, and then perhaps you'll examine it.
Yes, of course. Well, let me put the handcuffs on Milo, Sergeant.
Oh, go ahead, Gary.
It'll be a pleasure.
Sit down in this chair, Sergeant. Now that Milo's handcuffed, I'll look at your arm.
All right, Doctor. What's the prisoner, King?
I'm watching him, too. I hope he tries to escape.
Sergeant, how soon you start for Dawson?
As soon as my arm is bandaged, Wannick. Why?
Me like go with you. Help guard prisoners.
We'll both go with him, Wannick. The King is really all the help Sergeant Preston needs.
Ah, him fine dog.
Wannick, how about helping me?
What me do?
Why, help me work my gold claim.
Gold claim?
Yes. I'm going to give you a share of it.
Why do you do that?
Because you've done plenty for me. I'd like to do something for you.
You'll be a rich man, Wallace.
Yeah, maybe get gold enough to build school and village.
That's a splendid idea.
Is it a deal, Wallace?
Yeah, it's a deal.
You know, even though we've no proof Milo sold firewater to the Indians, I'm sure that problem is solved now that he's out of circulation and Rawhide is dead.
I'll take his body to Dawson and we'll notify the authorities in Seattle. Well, what about this wound, Dr. Thompson?
Only a flesh wound, Sergeant.
Oh, good. I'm anxious to start for Dawson as soon as possible and report to the inspector that this case is closed.
We'll return in just a moment with a word about our next exciting adventure. Young America keeps its musical knowledge up to date by listening to Phonorama Time, starring Johnny Desmond. Every Saturday, Johnny presents a roundup of the platters that are making musical history from coast to coast. In addition, he brings such outstanding big-name guests as Teresa Brewer, the Fontaine Sisters, and Bill Haley's Comet. Guest disc jockeys from every section of the country appear regularly to report to listeners on the top tunes in each of their hometown areas. And interesting teenagers appear on Phonorama Time to bring their viewpoints on what young America is thinking about and talking about in music and other fields as well. Everyone loves Johnny Desmond, and everyone loves his Phonorama Time show. So gather your friends and fellow music fans around this Saturday and every Saturday for the musical session you can't afford to miss. Phonorama Time, starring Johnny Desmond on Mutual, over most of these stations.
The situation was a tense one for Sergeant Preston as he faced a gun in the hands of one of his own brother officers. Can he escape the bullet that the young constable is determined to send his way? Be sure to hear this next exciting adventure.
These Sergeant Preston of the Yukon Adventures are brought to you every Monday through Friday at this time by the Quaker Oats Company, makers of Quaker Pop Wheat and Quaker Pop Rice, the delicious cereals shot from guns. By special recording in cooperation with the Mutual Broadcasting System. They are a copyrighted feature of Sergeant Preston of the Yukon Incorporated. Created by George W. Trendle, produced by Trendle Campbell Muir Incorporated, and directed by Fred Flowerday. The part of Sergeant Preston is played by Paul Sutton. This is J. Michael wishing you goodbye, good luck, and good health from Quaker Pop Wheat and Quaker Pop Rice. So long. This is Mutual, Radio Network for America.